It is I, Lord Melchizedek. I am a Lord of Light. I come in the tetrahedron configuration of myself, Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Archangel Uriel. We are here to discuss with you some very valuable templates of light that have been retrieved and unavailable since the fall of consciousness. There were specific time locks put in place as the decline in Atlantis occurred to safeguard these templates and maintain the purity of the light that they held. As you have just heard, there were four time locks involved in this conference that were opened. So there are four templates available, light templates, that the collective of this group embodied and now share with you because you are part of the collective consciousness. I want you to notice that when we come to you, we express ourselves in a form of individuality, but always tell you we are of a collective consciousness. In this way, we are emulating to you what it is to be an individual, a divine individual, and also a collective consciousness. And you are really absorbing this. You are beginning to understand more fully the beginning templates of fifth dimension, which are based in love, the element of love, and unity consciousness. So you can see that you are prepared to navigate your life experience as a fifth dimensional being of light, because you understand both of those foundational concepts. You experience them. Your sacred heart is open, wide, and the love that you carry is extensive. You are also very in-tuned to your collective nature. One of the factors that you are part of the collective consciousness of this group that attended, physically attended, the Crystal Conference, because it is now a much extended collective consciousness which has a great impact on humanity and on the earth itself. So what occurred and these openings of these time locks also affected you, even if you did not attend the conference physically. Many of you joined in the collective consciousness of this group in spirit with your intention, placing your attention on the conference on both Saturday and Sunday. This only helped to create the unity that was needed within the collective consciousness. Now, it's important for you to understand that that first template that was opened by Joan and John and Milena through the inner session of the whales and the dolphins in a very specific part of the Pacific Ocean off of the coast of Kona back in February. That first time lock was unlocked, and the template of fifth dimension was recovered. But because you and they are one in this collective consciousness, you benefited. So the entire month that you have navigated and expanded the spinning of your Merkaba field, all this awareness of this fifth dimensional template started to already flood into your consciousness. you began to love yourself a little more. You found yourself not judging, but seeing an overall picture and being in that neutral zone so that your emotions were calm and stable. This is important for you to recognize because it is a significant piece of this fifth dimensional template that was recovered that enables you to more fully embody that template, navigate in it undisturbed, and also create the stability that is needed to hold that template in play. So each one of you, as you hold this template in play, helps all of humanity because you are the stabilizing faction. You are the ones in the body that stabilize that template in the body on Earth. This is an important piece that you have to understand. You are so needed in this stabilization. So the first template that you are now in position of has strictly to do with the fifth dimension. You in a body navigating as a collective consciousness in unity and with open hearts, accessing the knowledge of who you are from that sacred heart consciousness and holding that consciousness very stably for yourself and for all humanity and most importantly for the Earth. Do you understand the significance of this role that you are now playing? The Earth so needs your presence in that fifth dimensional template so that it can absorb more of it in the physicality of the Earth. It is important for you because you are creating an environment so that this fifth dimensional template will not be disturbed. It will be very stable in the Earth and in every individual, every part of humanity. Now, let's go back to this DNA structure. This also has a great impact on the first two strands of your DNA, because these relate to your physicality. They also relate to genetic lineage, the patterns that come through that genetic lineage, and also to the mental emotional functioning of that genetic lineage. It alters this significantly. Oh, beloveds, when you chose these individual lineages, each one of you, you chose very carefully so that you could make a difference at this time. Your presence in that lineage alters forever that lineage. And the children coming forth out of those lineages come forth in a fully functioning fifth dimensional body with 12 DNA strands fully activated because of you. You also alter the lineage where your mental emotional body is concerned, the guilt, the victimization, the less than is disappearing because it is disappearing from you. And because you are all the collective consciousness, what affects you affects all of that lineage. So souls who re-embody, who carried heavy, heavy, dense templates, when they re-embody, they come into a new body form of fifth dimension. You yourself no longer operate from that dense lineage. You are changed forever, and you are able to begin to see yourself from the purity of your spirit. this is the effect that this template has, the significance of this light template. You can see how valuable that was to recover. And it took conscious beings to retrieve it and to embody it. So all of you now embody it. The second lock had to do with the sixth dimension. Now the sixth dimension is not a physical dimension, but it is an interface dimension. And you are familiar with that because of the fourth dimension experience that you've had. The sixth dimension is a much more refined dimension. And it is used as the interface between fifth and seventh, so that the more refined light templates that are held in seventh dimension are brought through this sixth dimensional template so that it can be made usable in the fifth dimensional functioning of the body. Now, this is much like the stepping down mechanism that you have used in a second triad when you altered frequencies of light, made them liquid, and made them usable in the body. It is also very much, these fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates are very much used like the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. This ray of creation that you are familiar with was used as a clearing mechanism. There is also a part of that vast, those vast rays that are creative rays, as the name implies, rays of creation. So they can be used to create. These templates that are now available have to be brought into this fifth dimensional experience in the body, and that is done so in this stepping down mechanism, where you take the purity of a template, say from the seventh dimension, and you bring it into the sixth dimensional gateway, and you organize it very precisely and specifically to make it usable in that fifth dimensional experience. This is how that template is used. And since the time lock was removed, it now becomes usable to every one of you as you create. And it helps you to learn to create with precision, with your intention. Sometimes you have lofty, lofty intentions where there are massive amounts of energy and you have to compress it and define it very precisely. That's done in that six-dimensional template. And now it's available to you. It teaches you to be precise, to take the massiveness of the undifferentiated light and love, compress it, and make it usable in a precise, differentiated way. So also, that seventh dimensional template was retrieved. It's a very refined template. And there will be much discussion about this at a later time. But we do not want to give you too much at this time, because it's more important that this group achieves the stabilization of the first template, that fifth dimensional template. And it is through your functioning in that Merkaba field and in your use of what occurred in the two strands of DNA, so that you remain in a state of neutrality, in a state of love and unity, and most importantly, love of yourself. Because now you see very clearly how important you are in the body. I want to discuss a little bit about the mental-emotional body also. You have had a lot of teaching experience raising your thoughts and aligning them with the thoughts of Source. You have had a lot of work in the various levels of the emotions, how they are used, how you express them in your life. These 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates help you hold that state of neutrality so that you are not triggered, so that you maintain that neutrality and that you see a much bigger picture. And in that neutrality, there comes this state of joy, a state of ecstasy in your creation. And so there is no danger for you to slip back into very dense emotions, especially in regards to judgment of self or judgment of others, because you are able to maintain this neutrality. This comes in this 5th dimensional template that has been recovered. So embrace it, beloveds, and begin to integrate it. It will take some time to integrate it fully. Do not judge yourself harshly when you fall sometimes. You misstep. You don't fall. You just take a misstep and you become angry or you think, I'll never get this. But you know, that thought never occurs to you much. If you'll notice, it's important that you notice these things. Very rarely do you doubt yourself. You have developed confidence in your abilities to create exactly what you need. But on those rare, rare occasions when you get triggered or when you realize, I could have done better, you do so. And you don't linger for great lengths of time in that judgment. Notice how these things have changed within you. It is in that noticing, and we've said this to you before, that has changed. In that noticing, you are setting the stability of your 5th dimension. The 4th time lock that was unlocked had to do with the magnetics. And this was a very important event. The retrieval of the magnetics of Source energy that relate to your 3rd star tetrahedron in your Merkaba field. The purity of the magnetics of Source that also relate to that 10th ray of creation, where you as light draw to you only in your likeness as light. Do you understand what a significant template this is? Because it allows you to draw the purity of who you are at a Source level. The magnetics, like draws to like, not the opposite, as was present in 3rd dimension. You draw purity into the purity of who you are. This was a very significant opening of a template. There are other templates that are yet to be retrieved in regards to the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensions, because these are very important dimensional templates that help you totally navigate out of any dense expression of 3rd and 4th dimensions. But as I have said, let us join together in our collective consciousness and focus, strictly on this fifth dimensional template and holding it very stably, not just for yourself, not for this group collective consciousness, but for the earth and for humanity. So those who are still not fully awake begin to awaken in a different dimensional frequency range. And you hold that in your body, in your consciousness, for them until they can hold it for themselves. It is the stability that is needed. So check in daily. Make sure that you are maintaining that 100% Merkaba rotation. Notice how you function with that fifth dimensional template in place. Notice the changes in the DNA in regards to your body, in regards to the body becoming a more fifth dimensional vehicle, in regards to your lineage, to the expression of love for yourself, for your totality as pure light, pure source energy, and using the magnetics that are now available to draw to yourself the purity of source energy. It's within your field. It's within you. It has always been there. But because these templates were not usable and were locked away, you didn't realize it. But now you do. These are many, many things that you will be utilizing in this coming next year. So, before we withdraw and close this gathering, let us sit together in your personal Merkaba field, spinning at 100% light, and also in the collective Merkaba field. It's important that you know this is a unified expression of you. And any time that you falter, you can always gather yourself and connect in with the collective Merkaba field to help you maintain that 100%. You won't be drawing from any individual, but you will be drawing from this vast collective Merkaba field that the entire group created for group use and for individual use. This is part of this magnetic field that has been established in the template that has been retrieved. So you can always draw pure 100% light from the collective to help you stabilize your personal field. So see yourself in your personal Merkaba field, in that beautiful expression of pure, undifferentiated light and love. How beautiful you are. Notice your beauty. Notice how your heart is open to you in appreciation and love of being in a body. Now, you have in your possession that fifth dimensional template of undifferentiated love, pure love, the element of love, the creative element of love, and unity consciousness collective consciousness. You have this template in your possession. You embody it. It is in your body. It is in your consciousness. The body's consciousness is altered in its presence. You are a fifth dimensional living template of light. Notice how stable this template is within you. Notice how stably it is exhibited within the collective consciousness of this group. A group that is capable, creative, precise, and that will hold this stability for humanity until humanity can hold it individually and collectively. Notice the impact that you have just made on Mother Earth as you connect fully and completely with Earth and Earth energies, connecting in with the Christed Matrix, expanding that Christed Matrix. Sharing your template with Earth and with the Christed Matrix of the Earth. You can do this because you have it within your sacred heart, in your Christed nature. And you share it and emanate it to Earth, to every elemental, raising the consciousness of the elementals and their ability to create an environment that reflects this dimension. Eliminating all the restraints of separation and fear, and the third dimensional template that is in play in the Earth. You present this fifth dimensional template to the elementals in great love and unity consciousness. The joy that is present within you and within the elemental kingdom is extensive. The bonding, the unity that is occurring is massive. Acknowledge the value that you bring to the earth, to your lineage, to the elementals. A gift of love. Sit in the reverie of this experience, acknowledge it, blessings, beloveds. We do not leave you, for we too are one with you. Blessings.